Good evening. I'm Stone Phillips. Tonight on Dateline, we meet a special boy who, as the result of a horrible smelting accident at a Pittsburgh Renaissance Festival in 99, has been trapped inside a suit of armor since the age of 14. He's now 20. So what goes into the everyday life for an unwilling knight of a modern day? Let us share with you the heartwarming tale of Vance Hamilton, boy stuck in armor. Here's Dateline correspondent, Russell Shaw.
For the past 6 years, Vance Hamilton has literally lived in a suit of armor. He eats in it. Sleeps in it. Even bathes in it. But to say that Hamilton's grown accustomed to his new metal skin, well, it's hardly the case. Vance, what's it like wearing a suit of armor all day, every day?
It sucks, Russ. It really f***ing sucks.
But Vance hasn't always carried with him his negativity. His mother, Carol Hamilton.
Oh, no, Vance loved it at first. All the attention and the whatnot. His friends thought it was real cool, him being stuck in a suit of armor and all.
They threw rocks at me, Ma. Threw rocks!
Well, only because they could. What was the most difficult thing Vance had to get used to? Oh, playing sports. Yes, sir, he was a real jock before the accident. Played damn near everything.
And since? Well, he's one heck of a hockey goalie to this day.
But nothing else quite worked out. His high school, well, it's small. They didn't offer joust. What else didn't work out?
Well, he wasn't real quick at running, you see.
God damn it. God damn it. That is a hard.
So that pretty much wiped out any running sports. So then we tried him at diving.
God damn it.
We even tried him at skiing. Yeah, I know. We tried talking him out of that one, but he insisted.
God damn it.
Thank God for the armor that time.
Well, eventually he got used to his new skin, and you want to know something? Thanks to some good old-fashioned hard work, that boy found him a sport he really loved. Yes, sir. By the time his senior year rolled around, he was the double Dutch jump rope state champion of Pennsylvania.
Got his trophy sitting right over there.
But excelling at sport was hardly Vance Hamilton's greatest concern. There were also social drawbacks to being locked within a suit of armor.
I don't know how much you know about these suit of armors, Rush. But it only comes with one flap, and it ain't in the front, my friend. All I could say is thank God for the man who invented the reach toothbrush. My poor prom date ruined her wrist course. I was just trying to graze left ball, if you know what I'm talking about.
Like I said before, Russ, it sucks. It just really sucks.
But like all who persevere, Vance Hamilton found his social release.
Dancing.
Dancing?
That's right, Russ. Dancing.
Yes, on this sleepy little corner of 5th and Pine at the Arthur Murray Dance School at West Pittsburgh, Vance Hamilton, the boy in the suit of armor, found his true calling.
Oh, I tried all of them, Russ, from hip-hop. To waltzing. To the running man. In fact, the only dance that didn't suit me was, breakdancing. And that was through the cardboard mat, my friend.
The next thing Vance Hamilton knew, he was known throughout the city for his eclectic style of dance.
Oh, I had all sorts of nicknames, Russ. Sir Dance-a-Lot, the Armored Truck, Jordan Knight. People who watched me dance said I was like the Tin Man from Wizard of Oz meets Rerun from What's Happening. And if you met me on the dance floor, you could bet your sweet bippy, Russ, I was going to go medieval on your ass.
And all thanks to Sir Arthur Murray.
A dance instructor of the highest Excalibur, right? You've taken it too far, Russ. Taking it too far. Sorry. Well, the next thing I knew, I was getting laid more than Pergo floors. And all because of the confidence that came with your dancing. Well, that and I had to become gay, too. One flap, Russ. One flap. Content is this man of metal now, a squeaking pile of ancient armor fused to a skin long forgotten. Dance was his escape, but for Vance Hamilton, he will never truly be rid of his cage. Oh, and now he's gay. I'm Russell Shaw for Dateline.